My name is Keo. What's your name?
My name is Emma.
Emma, so I have a question for you, Emma. Who's your father?
You, Papa.
Ah, and who's your mother?
My mother's downstairs.
What's her name?
Mika.
Ah, so what's my name?
Keo.
All right. Do you know how your mommy and me got married? Do you know the story of our wedding?
Nope.
So what do you know about our wedding?
You had a wedding.
Yeah, but like, have you seen pictures or read books?
Yes, I have.
I want you to tell me a bit about those wedding books.
Well, I don't remember that much though.
Okay. Well, to help you remember, Mom and I are going to be recording the story of how we got married and all the things we did when we were getting ready to get married.
Oh.
And so we're doing it for you guys, but we're also doing it so other people can hear the story and maybe be entertained and maybe also learn a bit, because I think we learned a few things along the way. Is that something that you want to listen to?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think that you'll enjoy listening to it now, but maybe also when you're much older. You know, Mom and I are going to be married now for 10 years on May 22, 2020.
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. Can you imagine how long 10 years is?
Yes.
Have you seen the wedding video?
Never.
You've never seen our wedding video? Okay, we got to make sure that you see that. No. But you've read the albums. You've seen the albums.
Yes.
Of pictures.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite picture from the albums?
I like all of them.
All of them?
All of them.
Okay, I have a question, Emma. If you're ever going to have a wedding, do you want to have a wedding one day?
I never known.
You've never thought of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if ever you want to have a wedding, you make sure that you tell Mommy and Papa as soon as you can, as soon as you feel comfortable, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, that's about it. That's the only thing I wanted to ask you, Emma.
Okay.
All right, so anyway, so Mom and I are going to be making these recordings. It's called a podcast. So why don't you go in the other room and watch some Star Wars?
Yeah!
All right. See you later, Emma.
Thank you.
Do you have an idea for a name for this podcast?
Carlos and Veronica. 10 years of Carlos and Veronica.
No, but we're not really talking about the 10 years. We're just talking wedding itself.
That's right.
Right? All right. So this is our podcast. Nika and I decided to... We've actually been talking about doing this for a couple years already.
Mm-hmm.
We actually put together our own wedding. And we didn't really think of it as a DIY wedding. But our wedding photographers actually were the ones who identified it on the day itself. And they're like, wow, you did all this by, you know, on your own?
Yeah.
And then they said, okay, this is a DIY style wedding.
Or like, wow, that, like, you're hands-on. This is a very hands-on wedding.
It's yeah.
Like, oh, okay. I guess so, yeah.
I think a big part of that also was that we didn't spend that much money. So we wanted to record a podcast,
mm-hmm.
kind of get our thoughts down on the things that we did and just remember... how we pulled those things off, how we did it,
mm-hmm.
What we did. And it's as much for ourselves as it is for other people to listen. We're not saying that our way is the right way, just that this is the way that we did it. And if you have something that you can learn from that,
mm-hmm.
great.
Yes, because I think like right now, we live in a time where you can pay for everything, right? For like everything, like a photo booth, you can just hire someone to, you know, to do that, set it up and do that for you. So like you just show up and everything is there, right? Photo booth, like dessert table, like everything, of course, like invitations,
bar.
Yeah, but like, yeah, so it's like a thing, like weddings now, like people get engaged and then they schedule it a year after, a year or two after, sometimes like longer than that, because they need to prepare for it and like dedicate a lot of time for the
save money.
Yeah, for the preparation. I mean, that is reasonable and understandable. But us, we were engaged for only 6 months.
Yes, yeah, right? 6 to 7 months.
6 to 7 months. Like, so we got engaged and then we had 6 months to prepare.
Yeah.
And at that time, like, you could book a church like that soon, right?
Yeah, but like right now, you have to. In that amount of time.
Yeah. So we're going to be sharing about things that, I mean, it might be different like now. Okay.
Yeah. Things might have changed.
Definitely.
Yeah. But, things have changed.
Yeah. But the things we did that I think you could.
Are still universal.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. And maybe if people disagree with us and they can just, you know, let us know. They can send us an email or tweet us back or something. Or although neither one of us are really active on Twitter now, hit us up on Instagram. That's probably one of the best ways to do that. Now, this is kind of the trailer to the, you know, kind of the intro to the podcast. And we're expecting to run about 8 episodes. We've done an outline and
really?
This is about 8
episodes.
Yeah, 8 episodes, about 20 minutes
okay.
maybe.
Okay.
All right. So for the intro, we want to say that we did things ourselves, the total budget, so that people know going into it how much we spent. Mm-hmm. We spent about 250,000 pesos, right? Which is like 5,000 US dollars.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Yeah, it's pretty tiny, especially if you see pictures of like what the wedding was like. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about, we're going to start, our first episode is going to be about rings and proposals, right? Our wedding rings, engagement rings, and the story of the proposal, because it's actually really important to why we ended up running the wedding the way that we did.
Yes.
We're going to do printed materials and determining the look, all the favors we called in. Right? Because like, if there's a time to call in favors, this is it. Photo and video, color selection, food and beverage, the menu, and then even the honeymoon.
Yep.
Yeah. And there are probably a few other things that we'll drop into here, like the program.
Seating.
Seating was actually a bit of a challenge. So
well,
maybe
it's all like all my friends who got all our friends who got married complained about the same thing. Like how horrible it was.
Who not to invite, who
yeah,
you
who
have
to sit,
invite.
Like, yeah. Like this person, you cannot sit this person with this person. Like these families cannot be close to each other. Stuff like that. There are a lot of politics as well.
Yeah, and also dealing with that. So, yeah, we're saying that we're going to do this about 8 episodes. So stay tuned and enjoy.
Yep.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been Keo and Nika. You can send us email at carlosandveronicapodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to read more about our lives, we'll be posting all of these episodes and even more on our family website, carlosandveronica.net, a website which we actually registered when we were getting married. We actually put our registry and all of the invitation stuff on that website. So please do visit there and let us know what you think. All right, bye.